Welcome to episode 40 of Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Doughty.
Hello. Hello, Larry. This is Larry Bly.
Why,
how are you doing, Larry?
Larry, you're sounding a little higher.
Nice to be back again. What? Can you tell any difference from the last time I was here? By the way, have you lost weight? We're looking good, Blair. It's great to be back in the studio once again. Since my operation, I think I'm doing real fine. Thank you.
Well, obviously.
Wait a minute. That operation was not to make you a tenor.
I was told by my doctor. By the way, for anyone who wants to know, the long-awaited operation finally got done. I thought I was going to live to make it to the operation. COVID set in, the beds filled up, and I got put on hold for about 40 days. Yeah, but, you know, they finally got me. They got it done, and I'm happy to say the worst of it's over with. And no, I didn't become a tenor or a contralto or whatever. My doctor told me, he says, well, now, Mr. Blau, whatever it was what they're going to take out will not affect any of that at all.
So
just don't worry about it.
That's good. So, well, we missed you. I'm glad everything worked out.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Absolutely. I didn't have anyone to text to. Texting to yourself just loses something. Okay.
So anyway, we're back and we're happy to be back.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Have we seen Mike this morning?
Mike. Well,
did he take the week off?
What? You know, with gas and food prices going so high, Mike has decided to raise his own laying hens.
Oh, okay.
But typical of Mike, you know, he's gone one step beyond that and has trained the girls to sing so he can take them out on the road and make even more money. So I think they're sounding pretty good, actually.
Now, are they Mike's group? Is that considered the Hen House 5 or Hen House 3?
I'm not sure.
I know Mike's always looking to cut corners, so there you go.
Here comes Big Ending. Oh, enough of that. Which reminds me, Mr. Doughty, of a story.
Oh.
Right off the bat, I'm going to tell you a story. I've told you the story before, but you're getting a little forgetful.
Is this about you and your hospital gown?
No. We don't want to hear that one. This reminds me of another chicken story.
Oh?
Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah.
You know, he was the manager of Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Actually started out as a carnival worker. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And he had an act that consisted of a chicken in a cage. And he'd charge people a quarter to come in and see this talented chicken.
Okay.
Well, it was a dancing chicken, an amazing thing.
Yeah.
So he had a little record player, and he'd turn it on to some lively tune, probably a Turkey in the Straw.
Okay.
And immediately, this chicken would jump up and start dancing.
Hmm.
What the audience didn't see, because it was covered, was that the bottom of the cage wasn't made out of wood or metal. Oh, no. Rather, it concealed a hot plate.
Oh, no.
So when the old colonel started the music, he also secretly would turn on the hot plate with a switch, and thus the poor old chicken would hop around. Thus the term hot-footing it. Of course, today the Humane Society would have shut him down in a heartbeat.
Yeah, apparently.
That's a true story.
PETA wasn't around then. Did Elvis not check out Colonel Tom Parker's resume?
I don't know. By the time he hired Colonel Tom Parker, Parker was already doing Eddie Arnold and several other major acts in Nashville, so he was already established. Did you know that?
No.
So Elvis wasn't the only person that the Colonel had on his roster, although I think Elvis got to be so big that, honest to goodness, I think that they finally just got rid of all the other acts, and the only thing he did was Elvis Presley
for the rest of his career. And I have to wonder now about that pelvis shaking of Elvis. Was he standing on a hot plate?
Don't mention pelvis. Would you please don't mention? I just found out this
morning. Anything below the belt, right?
I just found out, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, call from the VA that I have to take pelvic classes. I have no earthly idea what this means. Hopefully, I'll be able to do the hippie, hippie, shake, shake a lot better than I used to could.
Is Mike aware of this yet?
I don't know. But anyway, that's the way it
goes. I think I'd take an Uber instead of let Mike drive.
Oh, okay.
All right. Shall we take a look at birthdays?
Oh, let's do.
All right.
Now,
happy birthday to Lester Chambers of, guess what?
The Chambers Brothers.
You got it. 82. Jack Cassidy of Jefferson Airplane, 78. Oh, Al Green. Man, I love everything he's ever
done. Once in a while, I just slide into the chair
here in the studio
and listen to him for a half hour.
I do. Al Green, 76. I guess still a reverend, right? Reverend Al Green?
He's sort of like Little Richard. He can't make up his mind if he wants to be a rock and roll star or... I get it.
Peebo Bryson, 71. Max Weinberg, great drummer, E Street Band, 71. You got a few?
I do. Singer Bobby Vinton is 87. Singer bassist Jason Scheff of Chicago is 60.
Okay.
Singer Iggy Pop is 75. He still looks like he's 122. He's had a rough life. I'm going to add this one into it. Actor Tony Danza, and you know why? It's 71, because he was, that's what the Elton John song was about.
Tiny Dancer.
Oh, okay. Singer Robert Smith of The Cure is 63. And here's the big one.
Oh.
Country singer Loretta Lynn is 90 years of age.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Keyboardist Alan Price of The Animals, 80. Mark Flo Volman of The Turtles, 75. Singer guitarist Dave Edmonds, 79. Is that possible?
I hear you
79?
Knocking. Yeah, I hear you knocking. Yeah.
Singer Samantha Fox, 56. Herbie Hancock. Had a chance to interview him one time.
Did you really?
Excellent interview. As opposed to that other one I talk about. 82 is Herbie Hancock's birthday. Wow. John Kay of Steppenwolf.
Wow.
78. And J.D. Nicholas of the Commodores, 70.
How about that? All right. Okay. Happy birthday to all of you. Some of them... just had them, and some of them have had them a month or two ago. Anyway, so what are we talking about today?
Well, thanks to our friend, our mutual friend, David Woodson, his Music Musings from March.
Okay.
He came up with the idea of songs with questions.
How about that?
Songs with questions in the title. So I thought we would borrow that from Dave. We would expand on the list he had, expand on our list. And I thought we would just dive right into the songs with questions in the title.
Look what they done to my song.
Boy, there are 10 good ones, I think, from Melanie to Olivia Newton-John.
I think there are 9 good ones.
To Barry Manilow, to War, Timmy Thomas, Beach Boys, Peter Frampton, Beatles, Aretha, Love and Spoonful, Huey Lewis and the News, and Van Halen. So you have a question of Van Halen?
No,
Melanie.
What's the name of the song?
Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma.
That is not a question. That is a statement.
Well, it depends on how you say it. Like, if you say, look what they've done to my song, Ma.
Well, that's a statement.
Yeah.
A fact.
So you could put a question there.
Well, okay.
We may be agreeing to disagree on that one. I understand your way of looking at it.
It's
but either way, it didn't do very well on the charts.
That's bottom line, isn't it? Well, okay, I'll let you get by with it, Mr. D. Just because you're just a daggone sweet,
we'll
let you get by with it.
Well, hey, I put an Olivia Newton-John in there for you, so there you go.
I know, that made me happy.
But, you know, this was an interesting list. Songs with Question in the title. and yeah, you can, I guess, question the Melanie one. You know, I'm just looking through some of the tunes that were listed there from obvious songs like Dionne Warwick, Do You Know the Way to San Jose, When Will I See You Again, 3 Degrees, Shirelles and Carole King, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Yeah. How about Culture Club? Do you really want to hurt me? And the answer is yes.
Yes. For even doing that song.
Should I stay or should I go? The Clash.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is This Love? Whitesnake. Now, that I wasn't familiar with. I'm not a big Whitesnake fan. No, did you play Whitesnake anywhere?
I don't think we played it in the mornings, but we did later. It was one of those songs that were day parted. Yep. Yeah. Great song, though.
Oh, I had forgotten about this one. Let the Dogs Out by Baha Men. How about that?
Did they ever do anything after that?
No.
After the dogs went out?
Not at all.
Okay.
Dogs left, and so did they. Peggy Lee, is that all there is? Is that all there is to mm-hmm. a podcast? Mm-hmm. Is that all there is?
That's all there is. How about George Harrison? What is life?
I don't know.
Joe Jackson, I don't think this was a huge hit for him, but I always liked it. Is She Going to Go Out With Him?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Great song.
Are You Man Enough? The Four Tops.
Uh-huh.
Where Did Our Love Go? The Supremes.
Yeah, good song.
Where Is the Love? Quick, Look Under the Couch. Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway both did that one, by the way.
Yeah.
Isn't She Lovely? Lovely? Stevie Wonder?
Mm-hmm. 1979, a quintet formed in Melbourne, Australia called Men at Work. Colin Hay was the lead singer and guitar player. It was their first single in the U.S. that spent 17 weeks on the chart, climbing to number one. Who can it be now?
I don't know.
No, that was the song.
Oh, okay. Were they from Down Under?
They were from Down Under.
Okay.
Yeah.
Down Under.
Another one of my favorites. I guess you could probably call Lee Michaels a one-hit wonder.
Do you know what I mean?
That one hit was enough for him. Do you know what I mean? 51 years ago.
Oh, that was exactly as I was arriving in Roanoke City because I was listening to ROV one morning. Dan Alexander, mm-hmm. Your Old Sweet Dan, was on. And he played that song, Do You Know What I Mean?
Yeah.
And smacked the newscast right at the end of it. Just boom. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I went, oh, my God, I'm going to faint.
Yeah.
Didn't take much to amuse us, just shocking.
No, not at all.
Probably the most famous question ever uttered mm-hmm. by anybody was Elvis. Are you lonesome tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe What's Going On, Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
All right. You got
great
something
song.
Else?
Yeah. In the opener, one of my favorite songs, Timmy Thomas.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that?
Why Can't We Be Together?
Yep. He was born in Evansville, Indiana, 1944. This was just a great song. It made it to number 3 on the Billboard charts in December of 72. Coincidentally, though, it was his only hit. Thomas also was a session guy for KC and the Sunshine Band.
Didn't know that.
And Betty Wright.
And you know that song, Why Can't We Be Together, was almost an instrumental, if you remember.
I know, a very long introduction.
A very long intro covered about, what, half?
Yep, yep. Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, it did. And do you think I'm sexy?
Well, we haven't really talked about it.
We'll do that off mic. Rod Stewart, do you think I'm sexy?
Who are you?
I don't know.
No, it's the name of the song by The Who.
Okay.
Who Loves You? Four Seasons. How Can I Be Sure? The Rascals.
A great one. I love The Rascals.
Yeah.
I still crank it up when they come on.
Actually, CCR had two songs with questions. Have You Seen the Rain?
Yeah.
And Who'll Stop the Rain?
Oh, okay.
They were in the rain.
Barry Manilow once said, could it be magic? That was funny.
At last. Yes.
What about Does Your Mother Know by ABBA?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a big ABBA fan.
Well,
what have you done for me lately? Janet Jackson. Boy, that's a great song.
It is.
Man,
it is.
That thing cooks.
Have I mentioned George Harrison's What Is Life?
No.
What's New, Pussycat? Tom Jones.
Tom Jones, yeah.
Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? Actually, a couple of artists did that. Van Morrison and Rod Stewart.
That's right. What's Your Name, Leonard Skinner? Man, that was a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Do You Love Me, The Contours?
Yep.
Isn't It a Pity, George Harrison? Do you know where you're going to? Diana Ross. Except she said it better than I did. Have you seen her? The Shy Lights?
Mm-hmm. Great one. Bill Deal and the Rondells. I couldn't leave this one out.
I've been hurt.
No. What kind of fool do you think I am?
Well, I thought you were going to try and slide another one by on me. That was a good one, too. Isn't life strange? Mm-hmm. In Woody Blaze.
Yep.
Have you seen her, the Shy Lights? Just say that, I don't know. What about Love by Heart? And Do You Feel Like We Do? Peter Frampton. Great song.
That is a great song. Bee Gees. How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
Yeah.
How Deep Is Your Love? Speaking of love, Linda Ronstadt. When Will I Be Loved?
What does it take? Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Yep.
Can't You See That She's Mine? Dave Clark 5. Mm-hmm. Why Can't We Be Friends by War? I noticed they also have Smash Mouth. I don't know from Smash Mouth anything about Smash Mouth.
You don't remember them doing that version?
No.
Of course, it wasn't nearly as good as War. But right. Jimmy Ruffin, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted? Would I Lie for You, Eurythmics? I love that song.
Great.
And Pacific Gas and Electric. Are you ready?
You can always depend on any list we have to include at least a Beatles tune or two.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it on the road?
Yep.
And Van Halen did Why Can't This Be Love?
Mm-hmm.
And Melanie, what? Have you done to my song, Ma? What? Do You Believe in Love? Huey Lewis in the News. Man, that was great.
That was great.
Do You Want to Dance? Beach Boys. And Who's Zoomin' Who? Aretha Franklin. I'd have forgotten all about that. That was a great song from Miss Aretha in the 80s, I recall.
Indeed. So our thanks to David Woodson and his music musings.
Nice.
And we had fun coming up with a few songs with questions in the title.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a few other questions?
Well, I know that we said we couldn't do things like questions 64 and 68 and stuff like that.
No, 67 and 68.
Whatever that was. But I thought it would be fun to pull it. And just out of my brain one day, I must have been on some kind of drugs in a hospital.
Yeah.
I thought of two songs that had the word question literally in the title that I happen to like a great deal. This would be Sea Train. You probably remember this. I just thought this was the most
What is a question? That was a great song. In fact, wasn't that like their only hit?
It was.
Deep in the darkest hour of a very heavy week.
Great 13 song. Questions.
Okay.
And I could hardly speak.
How could they have only had one hit?
I don't know.
Left me tired and sore. And when I'm fit for wishing, I hope they'll come.
That's one of those one hits you want more.
It was just a really big hit, too, and it was so exciting. It really was. But here's one that I'll guarantee you've never heard of.
All right.
Because he was just a little dowdy.
Oh.
This was, I think, 1967, a group called The Balloon Farm.
Okay. You already win.
This is called A Question of the Temperature.
Mm.
I actually played those on the radio.
Sunrise in the mercury. There's a thumping in my heart. It just had to be. Heat wave hurricane whirling in my head. Cool disposition just hanging
you know. What? I think Paul Revere and the Raiders heard that version and they perfected it.
It's just a question of. It's just a question of.
Wow, you found a good one there.
The temperature. Okay, that's it.
You're right. I hadn't heard that.
And I don't think I played it very long. Just long enough for the program director or the music director to come in and rip it off the turntables. That's the worst piece of stuff I've ever heard in my life. But I happened to like it at the time. Thank you.
It's not a bad song.
I thought it was pretty good. I did. I thought it was pretty good. You want to do seconds guessing?
Not really, but have we not given everything away in the prize closet?
Unfortunately, we have not.
Oh.
But I will have to admit that we're probably...
Are we getting a little low?
Getting a little low. Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'm ready for seconds guessing.
Well, if you get all today's seconds guessing, you get this lovely Zenith color TV. Unfortunately, Larry, it's analog, so it's not good for anything, but you can make a planter out of it.
In color TV, there's one name to remember. The one with the totally advanced color TV system.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Featuring the dependable handcrafted chassis and the patented Chromacolor picture tube.
Who could forget
the
that?
The first tube to fully illuminate every color dot on a jet black background.
Every dot.
Form a color picture so good, it's become the standard of excellence. The name? Zenith Chromacolor. In brilliant new portables and giant screen consoles. Only Zenith has it.
There you go.
Yes, and it took six people to bring it into the living room.
It did. It really did. We had a Sylvania. That thing was a monster.
Yeah.
And Tootsie had a fishbowl sitting on top of it. And she couldn't understand why every 5 days all the fish would be floating dead. Because the doggone Zenith, I mean, the Sylvania was so hot, it would take all the oxygen out of the thing.
Too funny.
Took her about five times to figure it out. I don't know how many trips to the... store we had to do, but we went there. But you know, you get a bag of fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember when people did that, bags of fish?
I love that.
That get to be a thing.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay, now I know you want the television really bad, and it does make a nice planter. Later.
And it's analog, right?
You take the okay. You take the tube out because you're not going to get anything
tube.
On it. What? A tube, yeah, a tube. Okay, let's see if you can figure these out.
Frampton, and do you feel like I feel?
You got it. Okay. That was a rather bad version of it, by the way, from off an album. I could have come.
And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Do you love me? Contours.
You got it. Huh? The Contours. Okay. Do you love me? Here's another one.
No, it's gonna make it that much better.
Beach Boys, and wouldn't it be nice?
Oh, man, you're just hammering these things today.
I was just listening to
TV
some Beach
coming
Boys
your
stuff.
Way real quick
oh,
here.
Yeah.
In the event of something happening to me.
Oh, I never can get this one. It's
there is
Bee Gees and
like
the mining
it's just
explosion. Some mining something. Oh, what was it?
Isn't that the mining explosion? Well, this was a trick one, Mr. Dowdy. For what you did to me, I'm going to get you back. It's actually called, the Bee Gees, it's called the New York Mining Disaster.
Well, I knew there was a mine, something, a disaster was involved somewhere.
So where's the question in this?
I don't know. Well, where is the
question?
Because
in parentheses, underneath the title, it says, "Have you seen my wife, Mrs. Jones?" That was the title.
Really?
The title was New York Mining Disaster, Have You Seen My Wife, Mrs. Jones? We assumed that Mrs. Jones was lost in the mine somewhere, never seen again. Here we go. Easy peasy.
Have you ever seen the rain? CCR?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Someone told me long ago.
I just had to let it play on.
It's on.
Man, it don't get no better now, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
okay, here's another one.
That's good.
Coming up. Yeah. Very dramatic opening to the song.
Have I a hope or half a chance to even ask if I could dance?
I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, babe, what would you say? And Hurricane Smith.
You got it. Man, you came through. Hurricane Smith, oh, babe, what would you say?
That's Bobby Sherman.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Night makes me
do you love
Julie.
Me? Julie.
Oh,
no. There you go. You got that one, too. All right, okay. Here's one.
That would be When Will I Be Loved and Linda Ronstadt.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Now, I'll see what this one is.
Oh, boy.
Just mentioned them a while ago.
Yeah, Men at Work. And who can it be now?
Absolutely. Man, I love playing this on the radio.
Yeah, that's a great,
knock,
great
knock,
song.
Knock, knock, knock. Well, there you go. All right. Well, you know, you got it. You got the TV whether you want it or not. I'm going to make you take it with you.
I'm going to have to get a fishbowl.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's okay.
That'll work out well with two cats.
Maybe you can find some other thing to do with a regular old TV.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wonder how many of those are still sitting around, you know?
It's because they're too heavy to move. That's why. Do we have radio stories?
It really isn't so much a radio story. It's more of a broadcasting story.
Oh, okay.
Unlike when we were in broadcasting, mm-hmm. although you experienced some of this toward the end of your career, today's broadcasters, radio and TV, have to do multiple things on multiple platforms. Right. You used to just sit down and play records and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. So in addition to the on-air responsibilities, they also have to handle social media and a dozen other things outside of their normal jobs, which is now a part of their normal jobs, mm-hmm. because broadcast operations have to make money. For instance, on the evening news now, the news anchor may have to fill in for the sports guy. That happens all the time. Yeah. Or even the weather guy, for that matter.
Yeah.
And goodness only knows what the poor weather person needs to expect.
Well, that's true.
So, anyway, it can get kind of confusing, as you can hear.
Carol, can you give us some temperatures around the country?
Sure. Cleveland, 83. Boston, 79. Philadelphia, 127. New York, 124.
127 and 124?
Yeah.
Carol, I think you're at the sports desk, aren't you?
Oh, I guess I made a mistake.
Those are the basketball scores.
The helicopter.
Oh, I couldn't resist that, Larry. I just could not resist that.
So good.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well, we have several deaths to report.
Yeah,
and
we do.
A couple of really interesting ones. We mm-hmm. went for a good while without any at all, but alas. Yeah. You got one over there?
Yeah, I do. I do. C.W. McCall. The country singer known for truck themed songs like Convoy.
Breaker, Breaker.
That's the one.
Breaker.
Died on April 1st after a battle with cancer and 2 months in hospice. He was 93. He was born William Freeze Jr. and first credited the character of C.W. McCall while working as a creative director for an advertising agency in Nebraska. The character, an outlaw truck driver, was featured in a series of commercials for the Midwestern Bread Company called Old Home Bread, and eventually Freeze adopted the alter ego for himself, I guess like Dan Alexander doing Marvin Merriweather. He had dozens of country hits, including Convoy, Wolf Creek Pass, Old Home Filler Up, and Keep On Trucking Cafe. Convoy was his biggest hit, selling an estimated 7 million copies and becoming certified gold by the RIAA. In 1976, Convoy beat the Bay City Rollers Saturday night to reach top of the charts. So a 21 truck salute to C.W. McCall.
I didn't know any of that. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah,
that's fascinating. Yeah. Of course, I didn't play much of the country music, you understand. Sad to announce the passing recently of Joe Messina. He was one of two white guitarists who made up the Mostly Black Funk Brothers, studio musicians on most every single Motown hit. During the Detroit riots, by the way, when the city was on fire, they would often work late into the night recording.
Okay.
But they had to sneak both white guitarists out of the studio late at night for their own safety.
Wow.
Joe Messina was a very talented guitarist, 93 years old. He's gone.
Whoa. And Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins died on March 25th. This was a shock to so many. At the age of 50, Hawkins was Alanis Morissette's touring drummer when he joined Foo Fighters in 1997. He played on the band's biggest albums, including One by One and On Your Honor, and on the hit single My Hero and Best of You. 50 years of age.
Well, that's too young.
Yeah.
Way too young.
Indeed.
Well, Bobby Rydell has passed. 1960s teen idol. Died at the age of 79. He had a great career and seldom ever left his hometown of Philadelphia. Bobby Rydell, pompadoured heartthrob of early rock and roll, who was a star of radio, television, and the movie Bye Bye Birdie. I loved him on that. Between 1959 and 1964, he had nearly three dozen top 40 hits, including Wild One, Volare, Wildwood Days, The Cha-Cha-Cha, and Forget 'Em, a song of consolation for a bereft girl that helped inspire the Beatles' classic She Loves You. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
You do now.
Okay.
Rydell got his big break in 1959 on American Bandstand, which originally was broadcast, as you know, from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
His first hit, Kissing Time, or Kissing Time, actually, quickly followed, and the skinny 17-year-old with a pompadour hairdo rocketed to stardom. He and his fellow Philadelphia performers were ideal for bandstand, and Dick Clark kind of made them, to be quite honest with you.
Wow. Quite the career, short. From 1959, 1963, I suppose, right? Mm. You've got one more, a fellow by the name of Art Roop.
Music executive Art Roop, whose Specialty Records, you've heard of Specialty Records.
Yeah, yeah.
Was a premier label during the formative years of rock and roll and helped launch the career of Little Richard, Sam Cooke, and many others has died. He was 104 years old.
Whoa.
The Greensburg, Pennsylvania native was a contemporary of Jerry Wexler, Leonard Chess, and all those other guys who were in the business with independent record labels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they all treated their artists, just about the same. Specialty Records. Growth paralleled and perhaps defined the evolution of black popular music from race music of the 40s into just plain old rock and roll of the 1950s. Roop's most lucrative and momentous signing was Little Richard, a rhythm and blues and gospel performer since his teens who had struggled to break into the business. And Little Richard sent Art Roop a tape.
Mm-hmm.
And then he proceeded to call him every single dang day for about 60 to 90 days. And finally, he just showed up one day. You didn't stop Little Richard. Anyway, he sent a demo for months and called trying to find out if anyone had actually listened to the thing. And he finally demanded to speak to Roop, who dug the tape out of the reject file, played it, and says, this cat's pretty interesting. And needless to say, they made a lot of hits together. Little Richard's other hits with Specialty included such rock classics as Long Tall Sally and Good Golly, Miss Molly, and Rip It Up before he abruptly and temporarily retired in 57 to become a minister. Briefly. Specialty also is home to Lloyd Price and Lottie Miss Claudia with Fats Domino playing behind him on that song.
Whoa.
Don and Dewey's Farmer John, Larry Williams' Dizzy Miss Lizzie, and all of that. Roop was known for how little he paid his artists and engaged in exploitative practices common among label owners back in the day. He got all the money and they got all the glory. Little Richard, by the way, took him to court and won, but unfortunately he only got $11,000 out of him. He's probably owed a million. Who knows?
Well, that's true.
You know, sad story, but a good story too, because, well, Art Roop was an interesting guy, and Specialty Records, I just remember when I first got in radio, I said, who are these people? They said, all of these hits coming. They just kept coming, coming. Yeah.
So anyway. Wow. Is that it?
I believe that's it. I'm all talked out, and I think it's time for me to go back to my bed and rest a little.
Well, I'm glad. Well, actually, you're not staying in bed. You're up walking around getting in trouble.
I've been driving my car, and I'm not supposed to. But I discovered the reason they didn't want me to drive the car was because they gave me all these drugs to take home. And I didn't take those things. I wasn't in any pain. Yeah, so I decided, if I'm not on drugs, why can't I drive my car? So I've been driving my car. Well,
don't tell my doctor. I offered, and Mike offered.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't want to ride in Mike's Uber service?
That's true. That's true.
Of course, keep in mind, he only knows his way from Bullet to Vinton.
Yeah, that's very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Hey, we appreciate you being here for episode 40 of Two Larrys and a Mic. If you like Two Larrys and a Mic, follow us wherever you download your podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with someone by simply clicking the share button. We do a new episode every other week. Hope you'll join us next time for Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Dowdy.
I'm Larry Bly. And
Mike.
He's still diddling around with those chickens. I don't know. By the way, you can pick up your dozen eggs on the way out of the studio.
I need to hook him up with my neighbor. We'll see you next time.